The Chief Constable's report talks about the Isle of Man being targeted perhaps by Northwest sort of drug cartels using the Isle of Man, thinking that they're going to get some sell drugs at a higher price here. So you will find, though, that there is a market for cannabis. We're also seeing ketamine as a drug of choice as well. At the moment, fortunately, we seem to be slightly immune to the kind of the opiates, synthetic opiates that they're seeing in some jurisdictions, but that might come. It's a constantly shifting landscape. You just don't know what drug is going to come to the fore next.
And in terms of the overall overview, if you like, of drug use in the Isle of Man, how similar are we to the UK, or are we different in many ways?
We're very similar. When you look at the amount of people that use illicit drugs, the most recent research that we have here, I think, was done in 2022. So it was about under 10%, about 9.8%, something like that. In the UK, it's very similar. You know, so there will always be people who will want to try drugs, will use drugs. It's not going to go away. We can't stop it. The emphasis is about how we make it less harmful for people. You know, what can we do as a society to take it away from it being a criminal offence mostly to something that's a more public health, that looks at mental health, physical health and well-being, so that we can help people to turn their lives around and do early intervention as well with young people so that they don't get involved in those criminality pathways that can follow for them.
Caroline, if I could turn to you, focusing specifically more on young people, is it a question of peer pressure in many cases, how youngsters get involved?
Yeah, there can be issues with peer pressure. We've also seen that there's young people here that are at risk of being exploited into selling drugs for some of these gangs from the northwest. It's similar to the county lines in the UK. We have a specific project here called the SOAR Project that works with young people who are either at risk of being exploited or have already been exploited into the drug trade on the island. We have a dedicated worker who looks to try and disrupt and distract those young people from being involved in the selling of drugs for older people. We've got a great worker who does assertive outreach with young people, who tries to spend more time with them, getting them to understand that they have been exploited is the first hurdle, because lots of these young people have been promised that they will be supported and looked after by these drug dealers, who then sort of groom them into them being a friend, them being part of their family, getting them to do things for them. Starts very small and then grows from there. So trying to get young people to understand they've been exploited is the first hurdle, and our worker here is doing some really good work with those young people to try and understand how that works for them and how they can help to support them come out the other side.